Welcome back to Giddy Up. We are live at the Ingles Complex here at Riverside at Warwick Farm as we get set for the Easter sales. It hasn't stopped raining since I arrived here about 7:30, and it's raining throughout Sydney, especially at Randwick today. So from Winning Edge Investment, start betting like a professional. Let's welcome in our great mate, Dean Evans. Dino, hello to you. I think we know one thing for sure. We'll be working on a heavy track there tomorrow.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's quite astonishing how it always seems to happen on this day. You know, we had nothing but good tracks. It's been quite unusual for a lot of the racing so far in the autumn in Sydney. It's been just good track after good track after good track. And for some reason, this meeting just can never get a good track. It gets to this day and it starts to really dump down. So, you know, it's happened again this week and hopefully we go ahead.
Let's have a look at the Group 1s. We'll kick off for the two-year-olds, English size. You've got Storm Boy at 260. Coleman has had some good backing at 750. Traffic Warden at $8. And then Lady of Camelot at $4. Manal at 750 with Bet 365. How do you read this year's size?
Yeah, look, eight winners of the last 12 years have come out of a dog slipper at their last start. All 12 ran over 1,200 metres last start. Anything that runs over 1,400 metres actually usually doesn't win this race. The horse that sort of come out of that fast produce type form and those sorts of things usually don't perform up to the level. Got a really interesting stat about this race, which is very rare, is on-pace horses have not won in the last 12 years. In fact, nothing that's settled in the first five has won in the last 12 years, which sort of shows over the 1,400 for the first time for a lot of these horses. The young two-year-olds, and usually being on a wet track as well, they struggle to be on pace. And that makes it really interesting when you've got the likes of, you know, Anodes and Storm Boy and Lady of Camelot, two of the favourites, who are likely to be in the first three in running. I sort of, you know, we obviously like Lady of Camelot for the Golden Slipper, and she was a good winner for us, but she's never given me the impression that she was a really strong 1,400-metre horse, and they're almost going to need to be able to run a mile if they're running 1,400 on a really bog track here. And Storm Boy, you know, he's just had such a long prep now. He's sort of coming into his sixth start. He hasn't had a break. And, you know, I just think they're a bit under the odds, those two. So I thought Manal just made up a stack of ground and the Golden Slipper flew home for fifth. Those horses that really get back and charge home on the slip have a really good record in this race. She ran a clear best late sectionals of the race. And I think Manal's a really good, strong chance. I thought Fearless, as a horse that's actually been targeted for this race from the start of the prep, hit the line really strongly for six, beating two lengths in the Blue Diamond and drew right out wide. That was actually a really big run, and then just won a Newcastle maiden in pretty good time last time just to get ready for this. I thought Fearless could be the knockout, and the absolute bolter, who I think reminds me a little bit of Militarized last year, the horse called Giovanna, who I know they do have a good rap on this horse. And I just think a wet track 1,400, I think it's going to be even better of a mile again, Giovanna. But I just feel like there's going to be a tougher race, you know, a very, very different race to the slippers and the Blue Diamonds that all have been running, and I'm wanting something that's going to be really, really strong at the end. And so, you know, quite like Manal, but I think even backing horses like Fearless and Giovanna at huge odds is a good play for this race.
So just quickly, horses in the top five, they haven't won since when? Who's settled in the top five?
Well, in the last 12 years, nothing's won that settled in the first five and running.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, you know, most big races, you know, that's simply not the case. You know, and pacers win the vast majority of races. Yeah. But it just shows that these horses, you know, they're coming from 1,000-metre and 1,200-metre runs to go to 1,400 on a wet track, and it's just very hard. So I have to be against Storm Boy and Lady of Camelot on that.
That's one hell of a stat, that. Randwick at, well, we love the famous mile races, and the Doncaster Mile. This is one of the better Doncaster Miles I've seen for quite some time. Bet 365 has Think About It at $19. Obamurumai at $9.50. You got Militarize at $8.50. Sue Gotcha at $8. Kovalika at $19. Detonator Jack at $16. Then we go down to horses like Lady Laguna at $10. She's been well supported. Democracy Manifest at $23, Lindemann at $17. Another Will has been a little easy at $3.80, Celestial Legend at $7.50. And the other three-year-old, Southport Tycoon, at $17. Nuggets at $34, and there's been a bit of tip around for Hinge if she gains a start. She's at $71 here, Dino.
Yeah, Yeah, certainly an open Doncaster. 10 of the last 12 years, the winner's either been third up or fourth up. All 12 winners have been off for either a 2 week or a 3 week break. Probably the most interesting thing out of this race is it's always a good form horses race. The last 12 winners have all finished first to fourth at their last start, and 10 of the 12 finished in the first five of that second and third last start. So it's just one of those races with the big field where you really need a form horse to win it. There's plenty of speed here. Fearsome, the Dracula and Lindemann and Golden Mile pushing forward. Another Williams we've got sure likely handy. Look, I know another Williams that sort of hype horse with lots of ability, but he's had soft leads his past in two starts. You know, it's always a big jump to Group One level. He's obviously got the low weight, but he's on a Randwick bog here, a lot more speed. He's lightly raced and still a bit of experience, and you know, I just have to bet around him at that sort of price. I don't militarise, you know, it's just he's not well weighted at all, but he just ran the best late closing section with the George Ryder who was third last start. His two career best performances, I think, were as a 2 year old at Randwick on wet tracks. You know, I think Zach Purton can alleviate some of that additional weight. I think there's a lot to like about militarise. I think Zoo Gotcha won the flight stakes over a mile at Randwick by 2 lengths on a wet track. It was only been about 4 lengths on race last year and had to do a lot of work early to get outside the leader. So I thought she can really improve here, and obviously is going better this year, having won the Cornwall Classic last start. Kovalika was another that I thought, you know, has only beaten ahead in the Epsom in the spring, has been set for this, handles the wet. The Queensland Derby winners with a strong mile and a wet track's a good chance. And Pericles has been racing really well this prep, hasn't done much wrong. I think handles the wet okay and a strong mile, so it's certainly an open Doncaster. But I have to be betting around the likes of another Will, certainly his favourite. And, you know, I respect the Japanese horse, but his first up over a mile on a bog heavy again is tough. It's Celestial Legend off a 4 week break on a bog is tough. So I just think, what's an open Doncaster, you're getting some pretty big odds about horses like, you know, Militarize, Ugotcha, Kovalika, and Pericles.
All right, then, mate. We'll jot those horses down. And then we'll go back to the TJ Smith, which is race 7. I Wish I Win first up on a bog track at 380 with Bet365. I don't think Private Eye will start after listening to Joe Pry, but he's around $23. Marsu's at $19. Af Cabin's had support into 17. Johnny Rock has had support $19. Imperatrice is the favourite at 340. Bellina Patina $12. Espiona $18. Sunshine in Paris $8. And then the Newmarket Champ Cylinder at $34, Magic Time at $16, and Chain of Lightning's had good support at a big price at $23 here, Dino.
Yeah, I think the most interesting stat about this race is TJ Smith. We've spoken about it before, but 11 of the 12 winners have been either third up or fourth up. That really tough 1,200, again, usually on a wet track at Randwick, is really tough for those horses that are sort of first or second up. And that includes the Everest as well, which is the other major 1,200-metre race there. I think 19 runners, 17 winners have been, 19 races, 17 winners have been third or fourth up, and a couple have managed it second up. But I usually in these races just put a pen through anything that's first or second up because I think it's too tough, and particularly on a wet track. So I Wish I Win is one I have to put a pen through. And the likes of Marzu, Sunshine in Paris, and Magic Time are all, you know, reasonably in the market. I have to put a pen through as well. I think the one that stands out for me is Bella Nipotina. I think if they run, I think it's probably the bet of the day. She just grows a leg in the wet. Last time she had those conditions, she won the Manicato by 5 lengths. You know, she's just been all around in Group 1 sprints for, you know, the last sort of 3 or 4 years, running close placings on rock-hard, firm tracks. But the reality is that she's, you know, a supreme wet tracker. And so I'm very, very keen on her. You know, on the bog track, eventually be extremely hard to beat. I do think there's value in the race. I have to bet around Imperatrice, and I Wish I Win, and so I think sort of even Afcab and Espiona and Cylinder all profile really well as the type of horses, you know, fit in good form, and they like sort of the round at 1200 in the wet as chances again at big odds, but very keen on Bella Nipotina.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think she's a great chance if the races do go ahead. And then we go to the Derby, which is race 9. Riff Rock at $3.10. Tom Kitten out to $8. Sea Wolf's had good support into $8.50. Cap Ferre at $19, along with Gambare at $19. Immediacy at $14. Y Mark at $9 on the quick backup. And then we go down to the filly Sardozi at $3.60. And she's fighting strongly now for favouritism. Your thoughts there?
Well, I have to thank you. I think I chatted with you a couple of weeks ago, and you still gave the heads up that maybe the Dardos would be going to the Derby, and we took sort of $9, $10 about her, and she's obviously in a lot sharper now, sort of into $3 or $4. She bowled in to win the BRC Oaks last prep. She had better figures than Riff Rocket's Derby win. Bowled in to win the fire lap 2 starts ago. Really good third to Orchestral last start off a quick backup, which is a very, very good profile for this race, and has proven so for a long time. I think she's very good, Zardoz. The only thing that stands out to me, the real concern, is she's raced at Randwick 3 times and absolutely tailed off at every start. So, I think if she's fine, she'll probably either wins or tails off if there's something about Randwick that she really hates. The other two that I thought were value, Wynyard just keeps winning. He fits the right profile of a Derby winner coming off a Tullock Stakes win into the quick backup here on a wet track. So I have to give Wynyard a good chance. And I thought Gunbear again, he ran third in the Sprint Champion last prep, so in a really strong tempo. He just sort of is going to make this a real tough test in 2400. We have seen it at Randwick over the last few years that when it gets really wet, sometimes the leaders have an absolute field day. And so, Gunbear, the other one that I thought has some value. I just think Riff Rocket, a really tough 2400 metres on a bog track, might see him out. And Tom Kitten was just a bit too disappointing last time for me.
All right, Dino, can't wait for tomorrow. If it goes ahead, we'll cross our fingers and toes. And it's day one of the championships. And for the SEN listeners, go to Winning Edge Investments, type in SEN, and you get a 25% lifetime discount, which is the best investment you can do all weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much, Gareth. And look, there's the championships time, 10 group ones over the next 3 weeks. So we're excited to get stuck into it.
All right, mate, you go and get them. Thanks for that, brother.
Thanks, Gareth. Cheers, mate.